And yet you stood up, and even with everything that's on your plate, and it tells each one of us that we can also do the same thing.
One, two.
Hello and welcome to our Give, Send, Go Spotlight podcast. We are so thankful you're tuning in to watch as we spotlight campaigns all around the world of people stepping into situations to make a mark and do some good in the world. So often on the news, we just hear bad news. But in the midst of bad news, we see on Give, Send, Go over and over again, people stepping in and saying, no, I'm going to be good news. I'm going to step in and help. And that's exactly the case for our guest today, Jennifer Johnson. Welcome to our Give, Send, Go Spotlight.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you started a campaign for newsworthy, it was all over the news, the situation that happened in East Palestine. What compelled you to help? So I see you started a campaign for the Parker family. Is this a family you know? And how did you decide to step in here?
So when I found out about what happened, I tried to digest as much information as I could about the chemicals and how it would affect our health. I mean, even though we are located 200 miles east, I still think that we could possibly have seen an effect from this because we share water and air. So I felt really compelled to help in any way I could. I wanted to help anyone relocate. And so I joined the Facebook page, United for East Palestine, Ohio. And I kept posting basically like, let me help you kind of posts. And I met Morgan Parker, and she said she was located a quarter mile from the derailment, and that her and her kids were having headaches and body rashes. And I was like, well, I can help you. And we connected over a private message. And because when I first started the fundraiser, it was just a general East Palestine fund. And I was only going to go up to $1,000. And then Give, Send, Go Charities reached out to me, and they gave me a grant because I changed my goal to $2,000. And I was just feeling compelled to keep raising the goal. So I raised it to 5,000, and then I raised it to 8,000, and we've raised 4,000 through a tremendous amount of work. Where I live in Yellow Springs, it's a very small town, like East Palestine, I think a little smaller actually. And a lot of people have a very giving heart, and it's like historically a humanitarian type of town. So I had a feeling that I could very easily raise the money here and also get a lot of helpers, which I have like a team that I'm working with, which I'm a stay-at-home mom. I homeschool my kids, and two of my main helpers also do the same. So in that way, we have, quote, extra time on our hands, although it's not really extra time. It's just, we're all very like giving people, and we want to help those in need. So
that's awesome. And that's exactly why Give, Send, Go was started. It's for people seeing needs and saying, I'm not going to wait for someone else to do it. I'm actually going to step in and help. And so that's exactly what you did. You said, I'm not waiting for someone else. I see this need. I want to help. And so you stepped in. And so this, I see you have raised $4,000 with the goal of $8,000 now. Is all this money going to the Parker family, or is it being redistributed? You know, how is this, these funds that are coming in? And if anybody wants to go to this campaign, please click on the link below. And also you can go to www.givesendgo.com/9UZI. Is it I or J? J, UZJ. And you can check out this campaign. You can see the donations that are coming in. You can share this campaign. If you want to help, you can pray for this campaign and that the funds are coming in. But as far as the funds that do come in, I know you started with a smaller goal of $1,000 just to help this family. Is all this money going to this same family?
Yes, that is the plan. I am deep in thought about how to best execute the steps once the fundraiser is actually done, contemplating Amazon wish list, contemplating delivering things to her. Those details are in the works. I've never done anything like this, really. But yes, all of the money is going to them. They have to buy everything completely new. Everything was contaminated by the chemicals because the water was contaminated. So everything that they washed in their washing machine is full of the chemicals, the mattresses, couches, all the porous materials are contaminated. So literally everything they need to replace.
Okay. So this is a big deal. And this is just one family in all of this. Now, like you mentioned, Give Sengo Charities also had a campaign on our charity side where people were donating and we raised tens of thousands of dollars for East Palestine. And then we went and found campaigns on Give Sengo that were raising money as well and said, we want to help you. This is the whole point of our charities is to give grants to people who are using Give Sengo that need help in different areas. And so I saw that we gave you like just over $1,000, I believe $1,200 or something like that on, what did you think when we reached out to you? What was your reaction?
I started crying. I felt a little awkward because I told the guy, I'm like, I'm starting to cry on the phone with you. Like, I just, I don't know. It's really amazing. Like, I feel like I could cry right now, honestly, because I just, you know, I'm a very spiritual person. I feel like there's no accidents. There's no mistakes. I was drawn to this website from a friend and no, I'm not. I need some space. Can you please move so I can shut the door? Thank you. I kind of felt like it was a sign and it encouraged me very much, including the phone call that I got from someone from Give Sengo who prayed over the campaign. I cried more when that happened. She prayed for Morgan. She prayed for me and she prayed over the campaign. And it was like incredibly touching for me. I'm a person of strong conviction. I very much have a lot on my plate, being a mom of two young children. But you know, I'm a stubborn person, and I think what we're doing is right, and they need it so bad. So I want to be that person that's providing that support.
And you are, because you've raised $4,000, which is a feat in and of itself, because you're raising money for somebody else outside. You know, like if it was a lot of times, if you're raising money for a tragedy that happens to yourself, your friends and family come along. But to try to get people to rally behind somebody they might not know can be a little bit harder. And so $4,000, that's a good chunk of change. How has your campaigning been so successful? And this is the mom. See, this is just the life of the mom, right? Like you're having to try to do an interview while your kids and family need you. And this is just showing, I actually think it's great because it just shows you're not some special person that just has all this time in the world that did something extraordinary. You're just a normal person with everyday responsibilities that say, no, I'm going to take some time because this is important. And it tells each one of us as your kids are outside the door trying to get to mom. And we laughed before the interview about, you know, bathrooms and cars. Those are about the two places we try to hide. And it's not that we're successful, but that this just shows you live the same life many of us live, right? All mm-hmm. these responsibilities, everybody needing us, homeschooling, caring about your health, those type of things. And yet you stood up and even with everything that's on your plate, and it tells each one of us that we can also do the same thing. So I actually love that. I love that your kids are outside the door. I've experienced that, like, I'm on the phone, right? And, but it actually shows that everybody can do it. And this is what makes our world a better place is when we step out and say, I'm going to give a little bit of myself.
Share hope with people in need. Use GiveSendGo to fundraise for the people and causes you care about. Whether it's a friend in the hospital or your church's mission trip, make a difference with GiveSendGo today. Visit www.givesendgo.com and start your fundraising journey now.
You've had over $4,000 given. How do you think you've been able to accomplish that?
Well, I began reaching out to family and friends, which is, I think, the easiest, saying, you know, I started this. Can you please contribute? My grandma, my mom both gave $100, which is great. Just, you know, close connections like that. And then I began pushing it pretty heavily on my Facebook page and the United for East Palestine Facebook page. And then I began setting up downtown Yellow Springs where, can you please stop? Thank you. We raised a lot of in-person cast donations, like about $1,300 in 4 days. And of course we're sitting down there with our kids taking bathroom breaks. But Yellow Springs is a really special place. It's very much like supportive of these kinds of things, like kids playing on the street, blowing bubbles, racing cars, drawing with chalk. It's not that weird, believe it or not, because everybody knows everyone. Everybody watches out for everyone. Like a stranger helped my son cross the street yesterday because I was at the table. Those kinds of things. So it's a magical place that is supportive of these kinds of efforts. So I don't feel awkward doing that.
So that's awesome to have community. And I think that that's great that you've been able to be out there doing that and receive such a good response from the community. So your friend told you about GiveSendGo. You hadn't heard about us before. Somehow you were like, I need a fundraise. And they said, check out GiveSendGo.
Yeah.
And then of course, there's a couple things different than our platform compared to some of the others, such as we do have a Pray Now button where people can send you, you know, just, hey, encouragement, even if they don't, aren't able to give, because we do understand there are times where you're not able to give. And then the give and share. And we have our prayer team. Like you said, you got a call from someone. We try to call every campaign and just let them know they're not alone, even if they have no spirituality, right? It doesn't matter to us. We just say, we know what you're going through is probably a little tough, and we want to just let you know you're not alone, right? And we're watching God change lives because of that aspect of GiveSendGo. This is exactly, I love this story, because this is exactly why we started GiveSendGo, is for the everyday mom, the everyday friend, the everyday whoever, to look and say, here's a need. I'm not going to wait for someone else to do it. I'm going to do it. Is there anything that we could be praying for you, your family, this campaign, people who are watching? How can they help? What are some of the things? Obviously, donating is really important. And then also sharing, because then it spreads wider. And then the prayer messages. But is there anything people, if they're like, if they have their own little prayer journal or something at home or something that they can be praying for you, is there anything specific that you can think of right now in this part of your journey that will, that would be helpful?
I think reaching the goal of 8,000 would be amazing. I think prayers for this specific family are helpful. I also think East Palestine in general needs so much help. Like you said, this is one family. $8,000 isn't really enough because you're not taking into account the emotional aspects. Like, you can't, like, money isn't going to take away the trauma of like a fire outside of your home. Like, the situation was not handled correctly. Mm-hmm. So there's anger, there's a lot of prayers that need to be sent. The situation is a disaster, really, and is incredibly upsetting to me. And I'm glad that other people I'm talking to on the street are also upset and understand the importance of it. But I feel like money is one aspect, but, you know, it's really like justice. The town needs justice. They, and that's going to be, I think, a long process.
It will, because, you know, just even with the news cycles, all of a sudden it's not the main news cycle and it dies down, but it doesn't die down for the people who live there, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody else starts to forget and move on with things in their life and the things mm-hmm. that they're dealing with in the day, but it's not moving on the same way for the people who have been affected. They have major decisions and major things that they have to now deal with. And like you said, the hurt and like, who's supposed to help us here? Like, this wasn't our fault. Like, what's going on? Oh, just all of those questions. What I want from our listeners, and this is why it's important to continue sharing this campaign, because we do not want it to just die down and get lost in like the old news pile. We want to continue sharing what's going on, because it's not done yet. It's not fixed. There's nothing fixed yet. They haven't hardly even wanted to step into a situation, the government or anything like that. They've kind of avoided it. And not to say that I think the government should get involved in everything, right? Like, because the government makes more messes sometimes, but it is the way the whole thing has been handled has been atrocious. And I'm so thankful that we have a platform that does allow people like you to come and at least make a difference. And I encourage anybody else that wants to make a difference, start a campaign for the things that are put around you, because you can make a difference. You are making a difference here, Jenny. You know, even with your kids knocking at the door and all the things you have, pink eye and all the things you're dealing with in your personal life, you're able to make a difference. And it is not going unnoticed. And it is hard. We understand it is hard and it takes time and sacrifice. But what you're doing is changing the world and just your little corner. And if we all did that, we would see huge results if we all stepped in and made a difference. So thank you so much for using Give, Send, Go. I hope, you know, you continue to have a great experience on the platform. And let us know if you need anything. Keep us, you know, updated when you give the money to Jennifer, how that works. We'd love to hear even maybe a little story from her of how it blessed her, you know, so that people know, you know, hey, I gave this money and look at how we were able to help in a small way, in the way that we can. And that's the beauty of crowdfunding, is a lot of people coming together, each doing a little bit. Like, it's not one person having to, it's nice to get that one $50,000 donation, right? But it's also nice to see hundreds of people each giving $10 and everybody working together. So thank you so much. Is there anything last words you'd like to say to people who are watching this podcast? Anything you'd like to end with today?
If you feel called to donate, that would be incredible. And if you feel called to share this with your friends and family, we would appreciate it very much. And I appreciate you caring about this issue. It's really important.
It is important. And so thank you for joining us today, Jenny, on our podcast. Everybody, please go click on the link below, visit this campaign, subscribe to it, follow it so that you get the updates, so that you can follow what's going on here, that we don't just forget it and move on to the next news story, but we actually continue to make sure the people of East Palestine are doing okay and getting the help that they need. Mm-hmm. Thank you again, Jenny, for joining me this morning. I know it's been a crazy morning, but I thank you for carving out a little bit of time to share with us what you're doing and the impact that you're having. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.